It's time for Bartow Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kelly Buitt, GMC of Bartow, doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Evolve Professional Landscape Management, Spaff Jewelers of Bartow and Valico, by Rhino Lawyers of Tampa and Lakeland, Pallet One of Bartow, SR Keats Spray Service of Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Insurance, Keats Spray Service of Bartow, taking care of your lawn and garden for over 50 years. Budget You Pull It, the parts you need when you need them. Citrus Air Conditioners of Bartow, by Witten McLean Funeral Home, Beef O'Brady Sports Pub in the Bartow Center South, and by Bartow Ford. We're different, and we prove it. Now let's go to the ball field for Yellow Jacket Softball.
Welcome to another exciting evening of Yellow Jacket Softball here on WBF. I'm Bruce Ebbin alongside David Thornburg, and it's playoff time. We are here at Bartow to face the Lake Gibson Braves. Lake Gibson beat up on Lakeland last night. I think they run rule them like 15-0.
Yep.
And so now they have to turn around and face us, which that's what you get when you win a softball game. So, but that's why you play them too.
Yeah. And they know that. You play in this county and this district. You know you have to go through here to get where you want to go. And you hope that teams like this. You hope that it elevates the. If you see some good things, you have a good turnout, and you hope that you can build that program to. Maybe one day compete a little bit better.
Exactly, and they only got 10 players, and their head coach is gimping on one leg. So
she's on crutch.
We hope they play well tonight.
Yes,
the leading off for Lake Gibson will be Andrea Lewis. The coaches have already met at home plate. They're doing the introductions now. Lily Harwell is at third base. Batting third, Nadine Cruz, a pitcher. Batting fourth, Braden Seymour, the catcher. Batting fifth, Amorian Ramos. She's a first baseman. Cam Applewhite will bat sixth. She's a right fielder. Batting seventh in left field, Jess Cedeno. Taylor Raines will bat eighth and play center field. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Alexis Wagner. Rights to the broadcast of this district semifinal of the 2024 SHSAA 6A Softball Championship have been granted to WWBF Bartow by the Florida High School Athletic Association and is intended solely for the enjoyment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other use of this broadcast without the express written consent of the Florida High School Athletic Association is prohibited. Got that out of the way, David.
That's that.
And defensively for the Jackets, Oxley on the mound, Gibson behind the plate. Heater is at first, Johnson at second, Quartermain at short, Cornelius at third, Salas in left, Narcisse is in center, and Driscoll in right. And David, it's playoff time, man.
It is.
And that's a whole different game. They brought out the pinstripes.
Yeah.
And these,
you got the high ankle stirrups on, the high stirrups on. It's just a different look.
Yeah.
And they'll have this look throughout the playoffs, and hopefully that ends in roughly eight games, six or seven games, down the road.
And they all wear the rubber band on one of their stirrups. I don't know what that's for. I've never asked, and probably never will.
Yeah,
but it's something they do. The other thing they do is they will not wash these uniforms.
No,
and you go win a state championship, you got one stink
and
nasty looking uniform. But it's all worth it in the long run.
Yeah, that's the tradition. They do not wash them until the season's over. And like I said, hopefully it's holding another state championship back to back. Looking for number 10 for Bartow High School. And good night for softball.
We are going to get this first pitch underway at 7:25. Our buddy Neil Duncan says go toe. The first pitch is upstairs, ball one. Neil, our athletic director, and stand put. And the 1-0 pitch, there's a strike on the outside corner.
Good
one ball,
there.
One strike. got a nice cloud cover. It looks like a rain cloud, and I was kind of hoping. The 1-1, swing and a miss, strike two. The batter is Andrea.
Yeah.
And the 1-1, swing and a miss, strike two. The batter is Andrea Lewis, the shortstop. She bats from the right side and looks a little discouraged at this point. And don't need to do that this early in the game. The 1-2, strike three call.
Yeah. On the outside corner, she really set her up on that one.
And that's Wallace's wife,
yep.
Miss Wallace. She feeds the girls, and I think she does it for all the playoff teams, basketball, everybody.
Yeah.
And now the first pitch to Lily Harwell is a what did I say? Booster Club president. What did I say?
Pallet One, of course, one of the. What did Long-time I say? Sponsors.
Oh, he's not the AD.
Yeah.
He's the Booster Club president.
That's right.
Sorry about that, Neil.
Okay.
Either way, you're number one
you're
in our book.
You're the man.
And I'm looking for a turf field. And it's a 2-0 count to Harwell. Bats from the right side. And there's a strike. Two balls and a strike. Neil's a great guy, though. We've been cutting up with him for, God, 20
time.
Years.
Yeah.
It seems like. Two balls, one strike, one out, just underway, and there's a bunt, and it's going to stay fair, and they'll go underhand. Nice job by Heater.
Great play.
It was 1-4.
It started to die halfway down, and by that time, the runner, it was quite even with the ball, and she couldn't pick it up and tag because the runner was just getting past her.
Right.
She made a great play to just concentrate on a good throw.
And Johnson Cruz, the pitcher, she bats from the right side. Up Nadine Cruz, the pitcher. She bats from the right side. Nadine Lewis?
Lewis.
Now
Lewis
that's Cruz. Really not being able to read your own writing. Okay, they're sisters. Well, the next year.
Yeah.
So it's a one ball, one about the next. Year.
Yeah.
So it's a one ball, one strike count to Nadine Lewis. Swing and a miss, strike two. Let me write this where it looks good. Now, at least I can read it. One ball, two strikes, two outs, just underway. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Oxley strikes out two out of three after half inning, no score. You're listening to 2024 FHSAA Softball District semifinal here on WBF.
There you go.
Brandon Wondrow of Kelly Buick GMC, and we're proud to make today's sports broadcast on WB County's number one Buick GMC dealer. By we're Polk County's number one Buick GMC dealer. KellyBuickGMC.com.
35 amazing years. Hey, that's us here at Spath Jewelers. We offer services such as beautiful custom work, the sure to wow, repairs, complimentary cleaning, appraisals, watch repairs, financing. What more do you need? We're here Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 5.
Today's broadcast is presented in part by Pallet One, now seeking employees, offering competitive pay, great benefits, and a safety-first environment. Join Pallet One for a stable, long-term career as part of a fast-paced, dedicated team. Pallet One is an equal opportunity employer.
In today's complicated financial world, it's nice to know that Steve Wright & Company is there, helping you utilize your resources more effectively as you work toward your financial goals, from tax returns to retirement plans and all the stops in between. Rely on Steve Wright & Company on Avenue H in Winter Haven.
For over 50 years, Keith Spray Service has been serving Polk County with specialized treatment of delicate ornamentals, including rose bushes. Want to learn more about the treatments of ornamentals as well as expert lawn care? Call Keith Spray Service.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF. Bruce Edmond, David Thorne. We got Rick Sal on the scoreboard and Roland Oxley on the PA announcement. I'm way ahead of him on that, on announcements.
And I got to give a shout out to our concession stand, Mr. Tony down there, Tony Gibson. I was waiting on a hamburger, and he got one for me, got me back up here in time for the broadcast.
Such good people.
You know, hamburgers, hot dogs down there, cold drinks. If you're out there in the outfield listening, go see Tony.
Yeah, we didn't say hello to our rednecks. Okay. Hello to all our rednecks out there. We're glad to see you tonight. Pretty decent crowd for a semifinal game. If we win on Thursday night, I'm sure it'll be packed. The batter is Driscoll. It'll be Driscoll, Gibson, Cornelius for the Jackets. Of course, Driscoll bats from the left side. She's way back in that box. She likes to slap.
Yeah.
Everybody playing pretty far back. There's a strike.
That one caught the corner. Now, this young lady in the circle seems to have some zip to it. Another one with a lot of arm motion, not a lot of momentum.
And that one upstairs, 2-1. We hope this umpire's got a little consistency to him tonight.
Yeah.
Last week, I think
it was brutal.
Roland down there might have needed some lozenges after the game. It's three balls and a strike. Three balls, one strike, and there's a bunt. It's going to be to the pitcher, and she's going to get
her. Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, it just happened to go straight back to the pitcher. It did deaden halfway to the circle, but it's right in front of her. She takes a couple steps to pick it up, a good throw over to get Destiny half a step.
Yeah, good athlete, and she had to be to get her. The batter is Mackenzie Gibson. She, too, bats from the left side. And she takes strike one.
Looked like she tried to throw a little spinner on that one.
Lake Gibson again. They played last night, and so this is their second game in two nights. There's a little change up.
Yeah. Took a little too much off of it. Let go of a little early.
One ball, one strike, one out, no score. We're in the first. And the pitch upstairs, 2-1.
Of McKenzie, one of those seniors that was celebrated last week.
Way outside, 3-1. Yeah, they had a pretty good little write-up. They wrote up in the Ledger about, you know, all girls softball, boys baseball and stuff, and Bartow was definitely the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
The 3-1, fouled back out of play, back towards Neal's brand-new athletic building.
Just behind on that one. If she goes out in front of that one a little bit.
Oh, and the coach coming out in a hurry.
Not sure what that's about.
She's got sunglasses in her hands. I don't know whether they're for the umpire. Nope.
I guess it's hard.
She's got glasses or sunglasses, and the glasses are going on over the mask. Okay.
Okay.
She may be getting I don't know. They look clear.
Yeah.
So it's a 3-2 count to Gibson, and the pitch, low and away, ball four. So Gibson a walk, and that'll probably be Hayford to come and run for her, if I'm remembering right, David.
Yep. Number four.
Number four. Is that Hafer?
Yep, Lexi Hafer.
I'm getting good at this.
Hafer. Now batting. Third base. Number one, Kendall Cornelius.
Kendall Cornelius steps in, bats from the right side, and has been probably the hottest batter on the team, in my opinion. David going in.
Oh,
there goes the runner, and she is safe.
A bit closer than what you would kind of hope, but
yeah.
A good slide on the outside gets her around the throw and in there safely. But yeah, you're right.
They've only got 10 players, but yeah. they all seem to do their responsibilities well.
Yeah,
and it's a 1-0 count now.
And that's all it takes.
And the pitch. Inside, and she goes to third, nobody there. And that's one time where you crash the third baseman if the shortstop doesn't cover.
She was late
you
getting
take
there.
Off.
Yep, she was late getting there.
Great base running by Hayford.
Yeah.
And now a runner at third with one out and a 2-0 count to Cornelius. That ball up and in, 3-0. And now the pitcher, these girls are slumping shoulders awfully early in this ball game. They've made some good plays already.
Yeah.
There's a curveball up and away, ball four. So back-to-back walks.
Just a bad pitch. She needs to get back in her rhythm. She was not missing near as bad as she has missed the last two walks. The one to McKenzie was way outside. Now this one way outside.
Yeah, and now the one-word pitcher Red steps in. That's all he says. Red, and so we're going with that.
I don't know.
It's playoff time. He can call her what he wants. You know that. There goes the runner down to second, no throw.
I didn't catch what he said during the player introductions.
But I don't know. He forgot her the other night. I'm like, how do you forget your daughter on senior night of all things? He said he'll never let that one down. There's a good pitch.
That's a changeup that got in there pretty good. That one.
That 0-2?
Yeah.
Okay. No balls, two strikes, one out, runners at second and third.
There's Mr. John Frost.
Yeah, and his wife. Oh, changeup upstairs. One ball, two strikes.
Of course, John and Dad go way back. That's the beginning.
Yeah. That's
the original. He's part of the original duo.
I remember him well. Yeah. And they did a fantastic job. And that ball fouled off down the right side. Count holds at 1-2. But, yeah, they were I listened to them.
Paul Quinn days.
Yeah, back in 76 when they won the state championship. It was all pretty cool football-wise.
Yeah.
And there's a chopper to the shortstop, and they're going to go to first. Oxley will get the RBI on the fielder's choice. Fielder's choice goes 6-3, and Hafer scores. Cornelius holds it second.
Ball was hit right in front of her, so she had no choice.
Now Julia Heater, another red-hot batter, steps in.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot out of the 3-4-5 the last couple games.
She squares the bunt, and the runner goes, and again, nowhere to throw the ball. Yeah, the shortstop gets there, but you would have to lead her like you're throwing a football.
Yeah, she's.
And that's pretty tough to do.
Yeah.
And this young lady just bumped her foot.
Oh, bless her heart.
So it's 1-0 count, two outs in the inning, runner at third, one run in, and that ball inside 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And at least this girl worked pretty fast.
Yeah.
And there's a ball. He's calling that a strike. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, don't do that again. We don't want that window to open.
No. not in the first inning.
Two balls and a strike. Two outs, runner at third. Upstairs, 3-1. Mm. She has actually got two girls to ground out, and she's got a couple of walks, and that's what's killing her.
Yeah,
and
walks.
The 3-1. That ball hit into left field. It is deep.
Gone.
And it is off the wall, off the top of the wall, just like Oxley did the other night.
That missed by a foot. A foot from going out.
And it's a
cut.
Golly.
Boy, that was just shy. Great swing, great cut.
Golly.
Boy, that was just shy. Great swing, great cut. Now she's got time. Going to go.
Yeah, she's got an elbow pad she wears. And now that's going to bring up Shay Narcisse, the center fielder. Boy, she hit that. Runner at second. Two outs, two in. Ball up and in. Shay, according to Max Preps, is still leading the team in batting.
Okay.
But Cornelius, Heater, all of them are right on her heels. Ball upstairs.
I don't know what they were hitting prior to us coming in, me joining you, but
she was hitting over 500 when I first started.
Well, the other two are certainly getting red hot at the right time to go in the postseason to help join her.
3-0 count now. And the 3-0 fence. And the 3-0 fence. And the 3-0 upstairs, ball four.
So another walk.
Now this is going to be discouraging.
Yeah.
So runners at first and second now. Two outs. And Shea Parker coming to the plate.
Now, batting designated player number.
This young lady likes to rip it right up the middle.
Yes, she does.
And the pitch, and she squares the bunt. Runner's going, and now they have her in a little rundown, and she's going to be safe. Got back easy, as she didn't even try to apply the tag.
No, the throw was up a little bit, but I thought she should have at least tried. third baseman faked like she was going to crash like she the last two times, but this time she pulled
back. And I think Rubenbaugh was trying to pull her because he had Parker had her square around, and there's a curveball that's a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two outs, ball popped straight up in the air. Pitcher going back, and the first baseman just crashes through everybody, Ramos, and makes the catch in the circle. But the Jackets get two runs on one hit and lead two. After one inning, it's Bartow 2, Lake Gibson nothing. You're listening to the 2024 District Semifinal here on WBF.
When you drive by Bartow Ford, you see a huge lot. But what you might not know is we have over 72 service bays and can customize your truck with lift, wheels, and tires. At Bartow Ford, we have you covered. Bartow Ford, we're different, and we prove it.
If you've been injured in an accident or face traffic charges, don't face the legal system alone. Call Rhino Lawyers Auto Injury and Traffic Attorneys at 844-RHINO-77. Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
When looking for insurance coverage, consider the Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Agency with offices in downtown Bartow. Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Insurance with a
school, your team, and yourself. Sportsman is having pride in your school, your team. And yourself. Sportsmanship is respect for the game and those who play it. The Florida High School Athletic Association reminds you to take on the responsibility of good sportsmanship. Play strong, play hard, play fair. This message provided by WBF and the FHSAA.
Seymour, while we go to the top of the second inning, Braden Seymour, the catcher, is batting. She bats on the right side, takes strike one as Red looks like she's running on all eight cylinders already. And the 0-1, perfect pitch right down the pipe. 0-2. And the crowd is slowly, coming in, filling up. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Just misses on the outside corner, 1-2. Jackets lead 2-0 on the big double by Julia Heater. Missed being a home run by a foot. Swing and foul tip. That got a little bit of everybody. That got the umpire. It got, I thought it got a little bit of McKenzie, but she's not showing anything.
Yeah.
This is one ball, two strikes, nobody out. And the pitch just misses outside again. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Ramos on deck. And the pitch. And she hits that shortstop. Nice play by Quartermain. And she gets up and smartly does not try to make the throw.
I don't know if she would have got it there in time. And I think she may have had just a smidge of problem getting it out of the glove, but it also looked like she's holding her belly there. Hopefully that didn't take the wind out of her. Red's checking on her, but what a diving stop.
Yeah, I mean, you stretch out with every ounce of your body, then you hit the ground hard. It can be they probably don't stretch the best in the world because they're 17, they're 16, they're 15. You can do anything. And the batter's Ramos, and she takes strike one, 1-1 now. I walked up a hill today. I'll probably be in traction tomorrow. There's one ball, one strike, nobody out, and that ball foul tipped. Strike two.
Held on to by Gibson.
Seymour is at first. Nobody out. Jackets lead 2-0 here in the second. Perfect pitch on the outside corner. Strike three.
Yeah, she is painting that corner tonight.
Now Cam Applewhite, the right fielder, steps in. She bats on the right side.
field number 11, Cam Applewhite.
And she squares the bunt. Boy, that was a good pitch.
Yeah, both the guys.
And there's a – that time she definitely went. Throw that girl out at first.
Yeah.
And there's a – that time she definitely went.
Yeah. She is pulling it back late after it's getting past her.
One ball, one strike, one out. And she fouls on, and that's caught by Gibson, and Heater came off the bag.
Yeah, the
beautiful play by Gibson.
Great play by Gibson. Wanted to make the catch, reach out and get that pump fly. Throw was a little to the inside, and that kind of made Julia rotate her body a little bit. Left hand glove on the left hand, and it kind of pulled her foot off.
Now the batter, Cedeno, she squares the bunt. Jess Cedeno. And she's bunting with two outs, one on, and she's got one strike on her. She's square again.
She left it out, Blue.
And that ball's outside. Hey, how are you? So it's
These guys should not see the girls leaving these bats out. I mean, is he calling that a ball?
Well, and he shouldn't be in such a hurry to run down to third base.
No.
I mean, he's got the big fat guy out there at short, right behind the shortstop.
Yeah. Yeah, he's out there and playing.
Oh, here we go. One ball, two strikes. Two outs in the second. Strike three called. So Oxley strikes out two out of three. She does give up a hit. There were no runs and one left. After an inning and a half, as Bartow 2 late.
Joe DeCessary with Citrus Air Conditioners.
Your WBF.
Hello, Bartow. This is Joe DeCessary with Citrus Air Conditioners.
Your WBF.
Hello, Bartow. This is Joe DeCessary with Citrus Air Conditioners, your hometown air conditioning company. If you're looking to replace your old unit, Citrus Air has many units in stock and offers financing. Call us at 534-1171 or look us up online at citrusairinc.com.
Today's broadcast is sponsored in part by the Whidden McLean Funeral Home of Bartow since 1925 and the McLean Funeral Home of Fort Meade. They're family-owned and are committed to providing personal service with the concept of our family serving yours.
If you're looking for good food and good family time, look no farther than Beef O'Brady's in the Bartow Center South. Your Bartow Beefs is perfect for lunch or dinner for the whole family or whole team. Your Bartow Beefs, where game time meets family time.
Posting pictures from today's event on your social media accounts? Tag the FHS8A and we'll repost and share it. Follow the FHS8A on X, Instagram, and Snapchat by searching for FHSAA. You can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/FHSAA. Keep up with teams and people who strive to make high school athletics in the state of Florida the best. That's facebook.com/FHSAA.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF. I'm Bruce Edman alongside David Thornburg, Rick Sow on the scoreboard, and Roland Oxley opening and closing the window from time to time. But we're up here having a great time. It'll be 8-9-1 for the Jackets. They batted seven batters in the first inning, only got two runs. And
Naima Johnson.
Second baseman.
Yep. One of our favorites.
All world.
We love them all, but boy, she's one of those ones that stands out with her defensive play.
And she was not on at senior night, so that means she's going to be back.
Yeah.
And Coach Peavy. Coach Peavy chiming in. Yeah. Our buddy Coach Peavy, he's a regular.
Yeah.
On our football broadcast.
Yep.
He's like the fifth guy with us. And he's glad to hear us on the radio, and we're sounding great. We always agree with him.
Yeah, we never argue with Coach Peavy.
And Neil Duncan also reminded me, Kenzie Green
is
the athletic director, and they are not going to get Johnson as she nubbed it off the end of the bat over the pitcher's head. Shortstop comes in hard but can't make the play, dude.
No, and that ball just deadens there, and by the time she does get to it, Johnson's already passed first base, so leadoff runner on, leadoff batter on, and some speed there to boot.
And Kenzie is a married woman, but I do not know her last name. I'm so sorry. And a stolen base for Johnson.
Man, she gets down there quick.
She is fast. And the batter is
Matthews,
quarterback.
Yeah, Kenzie Matthews.
Kenzie Matthews. I know that. I should have known that. So it's got a little boy.
Yeah.
And the 1-0 pitch upstairs, Johnson goes about a third of the way.
Yeah.
Quartermain batting for herself tonight. We're in the bottom of the second, 2-0. And the pitch, that's a good pitch.
Yeah, that was that. If she could find that release point there and just repeat that, she'd have a much better night. But she's been pretty erratic tonight so far.
2-1, nobody out, and that ball fouled back.
Good cut.
So it's a 2-2 count here in the second. Johnson down at second, that ball upstairs. Count goes full. One thing about it, Quartermain's gotten a few bats in, even though she's been the designated player lately. And there she hits the ball softly into center field, and it's going to be caught.
Double play.
And Johnson thought it was going to get down. We all thought it was going to get down, but she came in and slid on her knees and made a basket catch, Dave.
Yeah, and plenty of time to get up and make a little soft toss to second base for the second out. But Johnson took off. She didn't pick it up at all.
Yep. Hey,
Kenzie.
I was just talking about you, but I said nothing bad.
One of our favorite third basemen of all time.
Yes, she was.
And there are plenty of a lot of good ones. She
hit the home run to win the state championship.
Yeah.
And she's going to come up here one evening and get on with us for an inning or two.
Yeah.
Thank you,
nice.
Ma'am.
See
you.
Okay. Our new athletic director.
That ball upstairs, 2-2 as Driscoll is the batter with nobody on, 2 outs now in the inning. Upstairs again, 3-1. Well, one thing about it, they put Driscoll on with a walk. She's at third in 2 pitches.
Yeah.
And 3-1, and she bunts it foul.
Boy, that was close to being a good bunt.
It really was.
It hit the ground. It looked like it may hug the line, but then it just took a quick hop to the left and stayed there.
Now, she's got a tear in her stirrup. That's and that's chopped third foul.
Just missing, because I don't think she has a chance to throw her out from there.
Yeah. So that means she's going to have to go the whole playoffs with the tear in that stirrup. And we are going to give her the business by that. All in fun. And that ball hit into shallow left field, and it's going to drop. And Driscoll easily going to be into second for a double.
Yeah, it was a pretty good fly ball there, not hit real deep, and the left fielder, her first step was back, and as soon as she did that, it gave time for the ball to drop, and Destiny wasn't slowing down at all, going around easily.
And Coach P wants to know how much time's left in the first quarter. Of course, he's a comedian. And Driscoll holds at second base as Kenzie Gibson steps in. She walked, and then Hayford scored for her back in the first. There's 2 outs, a runner at second, and pitch upstairs. And this time the third baseman is staying home. I think they had enough of that.
Yeah, they caught on to that real quickly.
And she squares the bunt, and she fouls it off, and right off her. Really close to her hand, and I think Might even got some dirt in the eyes. That was way up at her eye level.
Yeah, it got up and in on her, and she was. It almost was as defensive, trying to get some, getting the bat on the ball there. And
two balls and a strike. She squares again and goes after it. And Coach Rutenbauer is not a happy. He taps that ball. It's going to get underneath the, and she gonna, and she taps that. That ball is going to get underneath the, and she's going to beat it out.
Great hustle by Gibson.
Underneath the pitcher's glove, I'll let you explain it.
Yeah, and second baseman, slow roller, and the second baseman comes in, fields it cleanly, but good hustle by Gibson all the way down, and she beats it out. And that brings Lexi out to run for her again.
And Coach Rubenbart comes down to talk to Cornelius, and I think he's probably telling her to hold one pitch and let Hafer get down to second. And Hafer may go halfway trying to draw a throw. And she takes upstairs, and they just fire right back to the pitcher. So Hafer easily down to second. That's her second stolen base of the night. Two on, two out.
Pretty decent with that changeup. It's catching the girls off guard. It's not that it's the best changeup you've seen, but she mixes it in pretty well, and it's catching them off guard.
And now the 0-2 up and away, trying to get her to chase that curveball out of the zone.
That's why I didn't think it was.
Cornelius, if she throws her that curveball again, she'll work that to right center. And the 1-2, and she hits that ball hard into left field. It's deep and fair ball.
Fair ball.
And Cornelius is going to be standing up at third base. Man, she's got a lot of speed.
Yes, she does. If it was a warning, the left field fair line and just shy of the If it was a warning, the left field fair line and just shy of the if it was a warning track, it would have been in the warning track.
Yeah, Cedeno made a good effort at it. She just couldn't quite get to it, and it drops, and by the time it hit the ground, she was halfway to second.
Yes.
And now the batter is Red Oxley. She takes ball one upstairs. She grounded
Hello,
out
Bartow,
the short
this is
her
Joe
first time.
No.
Hmm?
Huh?
Oh, boy.
Hello, Bartow.
I hate when that happens, man. I'm like, are we off there? And that's a 2-0 count.
A good two-out hit there by we need another one here from
Cornelius.
Red. Cornelius, and another one. Need another one here from Red to get that run in.
That's the fourth hit in the inning. It's a 4-0 game. Oxley with a 3-0 count. And we'll see if she's hitting away. She's taking all the way, and that's ball four.
Now, Julia Heater.
Heater almost hit one out her first time up. Bounced right off the, within a foot of being out of the park.
First, you're running for Fisher at first base, number 8.
And Rutenbauer comes down and tossed to her. Who's running? Alyssa Hillman is running for Oxley, and she's going to go to second right here. Same thing, Rutenbauer came down and talked to Heater. And there's a strike, and who is it again?
Hillman. Alyssa Hillman.
So Hillman is now down at second base. So runners at second and third to Heater, and boy, that's...
It's that changeup again. Yeah. Now, that one just didn't have enough gas to get to the back of the plate and fall short for a ball. But
it's a 4-0 game for the Jackets. A 1-1 count and the pitch upstairs.
Well, that's where she made a mistake with Julia last at bat. She got something upstairs, and that's Julia just about cranked it.
Two balls, one strike, two outs, and the pitch. And she chops that ball. Third baseman makes a nice play, but they're not going to get her. Another infield hit for the Jackets.
A great hustle, great speed, a high chopper. And again, she just had to wait for it to come down. And not only does it give her time to get to first, but the run scores and Hoffman.
Hillman
goes down to third. So
yeah,
great base running all the way around.
That's the third RBI for Heater in this short game. It's 5-0 now with Shea Narcisse, and Shea hits one deep into center field, and it's going to get over the center fielder's head, and she's going to come to third, and she's going to be safe.
They dropped it. Dropped the ball on the slide.
So a triple for Narcisse. Another run comes in. Or did two runs?
Two more runs came in.
Two runs came in.
Heater scored all the way from third, of course, going on contact with two outs. And that one just kept carrying, Bruce. And that one of the worst ones, the hardest ones to field is straight at you. And that was right at her just over her head.
Shea Parker popped out to the first baseman in the circle.
To end the inning
last inning. So the Jackets have
come to life.
Yeah. This is their ninth batter to come to the plate. It's now 7. Third baseman stabs it, kind of knocks it down, but it was definitely foul. Good play by the third baseman just to get to it. That's Harwell at third.
You know, I could really see if this Blake Gibson team had a few more girls, because if this is their second night, they're probably tired.
Yeah.
It's a long season. But they have some athletes out there that are making some pretty good plays.
The 2-1 upstairs, 3-1 to Shea Parker. Three balls, one strike, two outs, runner at third. Upstairs, ball four. So,
and that's going to be the second walk of this inning, right? Red and her?
Yep, that's it. So now runners at first and third with two outs. And
Roland's playing Walk This Way by Aerosmith over the PA.
Naima Johnson, who singled and was thrown out, caught leaving the bag. And there goes Parker down to second. So now runners at second and third on the fly ball.
The one time where speed probably killed you because she was looking to score on that hit.
And the 0-1 got her. I think it just kind of skimmed her shin.
Yeah. So now the bases are juiced.
Bases loaded for Quartermain, who was robbed of at least a double by the center fielder her first time up.
Now batting number 5, Kiwi Quartermain.
Bases loaded, 7-0 game, and that ball is low and inside. We're just
that Jenkins
and Plant City
just
are
getting report tied
it up.
Tied at 2 at the end of 4.
So it's 2-0 count now to Quartermain. And the pitch, and that's going to be hit right to the second baseman, a little soft liner.
Got in on her hands.
So for the Jackets, there were 5 runs on 6 hits and 3 left on. After 2 innings, it's Bartow 7, Lake Gibson nothing. You're listening to the 2024 District Semifinal here on WBF.
We are FM 102.9, 97.1, and AM 1130, WWBF Bartow.
Hi, Benny Jr. here with Bartow Ford. And the great thing about being right in Bartow, Florida, is we are centrally located. The right way will always lead you to...
At Evolve, we offer 3D imaging. You deserve the option that's the best fit for you. At Evolve, we offer 3D imaging and an irrigation program that saves you water, time, and money. Visit us at evolveyourbond.com.
If you've been involved in a motorcycle, truck, or car accident, you need Rhino Lawyers on your side. After your immediate medical attention, call Rhino Lawyers at 844-RHINO-77. Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
Today's game in the FHSAA Softball Championship is sponsored by the Florida High School Athletic Association. The FHSAA is a democratic organization with a membership of more than 800 middle and senior high schools, all committed to ensuring that Florida's student athletes can compete and citizenship.
Hello, Bartow. This is Joe DeSess.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF. We go to the top of the third inning. Brooklyn Tyson will now be in the circle for the Jackets, Dave.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is with her. Her first pitch almost every time she comes in is
low and away.
Low and away.
Yep. Taylor Raines is a number eight batter for Lake Gibson and bats from the right-hand side. Center fielder made that really nice play last inning that saved a couple of runs. Jackets lead 7-0. We're in the top of the third, and the pitch low and away. Ball three. She's such a good pitcher and such a powerful pitcher, and yet the first batter she always struggles with. And the 3-0, there's a nice pitch.
And there she comes right at it.
Yeah. She got it. I believe she's not a senior either, so she's probably going to be the number one next year. Low and away, ball four. Caitlin Oxley goes two innings, gives up one hit, and struck out four. Mm. And now the number nine batter is Alex Wagner, the second baseman. Bats from the right side. Takes ball one up and away. And the pitch. She squares the bunt, pops it in the air, and it's going to be foul. Mm.
Boy, that was close. Brooklyn gave it a lot of effort. That hung up there for a long time, but she just misses out on getting to it. And able to touch it in foul territory. That was no man's land for that runner on first because she had no idea whether to go or...
A little dive and catch, little slider by Heater. Be caught. A little dive and catch, little... Slider by Heater. Yep. Great job.
It was going to be... it was going to drop foul. It wasn't going to be in play in the field of play, but great job to get that out, get the first out of the inning. And
Rain stays at first. And now the batter will be Andrea Lewis. She struck out looking her first time. And there's a strike.
Now Brooklyn's, she likes to work that outside corner.
Yeah.
And it just takes her a minute sometimes to get it in her range. And once she gets there, she's pretty good.
Ball fouled back out of play down the right side. And again, a very quick routine for her.
Yep.
Walks to the back of the circle and then comes back to the rubber and is ready to fire. The 0-2. Oh, boy, that was a good pitch. One ball, two strikes. Man, if Roland would have seen that, the window would be flying open again right now. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss and a nice stab by Gibson, although it didn't matter with the runner at first.
Yeah.
First strikeout for Tyson. And that'll bring up Lily Harwell, the third baseman. Takes ball one, low and away. Two outs now in the inning. Runner at first. Jackets lead 7-0. And the pitch. Beautiful pitch.
Great
right
pitch
on the outside corner.
Now she's starting to get her release point. She's really focused, and again, just it's unusual.
Yep. 1-1 pitch. Misses low and away. 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Runner at first, and the pitch. Beautiful pitch.
Oh, great.
Called strike. Two balls, two strikes. As Harwell, she grounded back to Oxley her first time up. Oh, just misses just outside. So the count goes full.
Hey, that's good, kid. I swung. I swung.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs.
The folks sitting in front of us every once in a while, the doors, they're like, what was that?
Yeah. And the pitch outside, ball four.
That one was a little bit out there.
Second walk of the inning. Now runners at first and second. And Nadine Lewis steps in. She struck out swinging her first time up. And the pitch outside, ball one.
She's got to get back to that release point. She's letting go of it. I don't know. Every once in a while, she almost like she's bending over, and that leg gets in her way of her release point, but then she figures it out.
Here's a 1-0, perfect. Right on the outside part of the plate. One ball, two strikes. Lewis, the pitcher for Lake Gibson. Runners at first and second. And the 1-1, and that ball hit foul. And nice job by the coach.
Good job down there. She was able to knock it down, keep it in front of her. She able to make the play.
Yeah. She doesn't know who she's dealing with up here, but she still does a good job.
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes, two outs, and the pitch misses outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on, and there's a ground ball. It gets underneath the glove of Quartermain, so that's going to be a base hit. She had a shot at third if she's able to glove that.
Yeah, it was just – she made another great effort. She has really good range out there, and she – the ball almost died. She almost caught it in the air.
Yeah.
And it died and went just below her outstretched arm.
It didn't take a big hop.
No.
Now, Braden Seymour hits the ball hard to Johnson at second. She's just a vacuum cleaner over to first in time. So there were no runs, a hit, and three left. After two and a half is Bartow 7, Lake Gibson nothing. You're listening to the 2024 district semifinal here on WBL.
When you drive by Bartow Ford, you see a huge lot. But what you might not know is we have over 72 service bays and can customize your truck with lift, wheels, and tires. At Bartow Ford, we have you covered. Bartow Ford, we're different, and we prove it.
The Florida High School Athletic Association recognizes its corporate partners who help make the FHSAA softball championships possible. Team IP for official merchandise. Gatorade Thirst Quencher. Herf Jones, the official supplier of championship rings. GoFan, official online ticket provider. The NFHS Network, the official online partner. And Wilson, provider of the official game ball for the FHSAA Softball Championships.
Florida.
And they dropped. Softball, we're not dropping any tear gas here. We go to the bottom of the third inning. The Jackets lead 7-0, and we will go back to the top of the order. And a new pitcher for Lake Region, and that is Kent Sear number.
I think it's number 9. Let me see who I have on that.
She did not come from the field. Who is that's number 6. Number 6.
Okay, that's going to be Andrea Lewis.
Andrea Lewis will come in for her sister.
She was the shortstop.
And I think they probably just switched places. Andrea. Well, wait a minute. I had. Who is this?
Andrea Lewis. Yeah, you had Nadine Lewis as the pitcher.
Andrea Lewis. So, we go to the bottom of the third inning. The Jackets lead 7-0. Top of the lineup, Destiny Driscoll. Driscoll grounded back to the pitcher in the first inning and doubled and scored last inning.
It looks like they're...
Lewis, who was the pitcher.
What?
Okay. So, Lewis, who was the pitcher.
What?
So, Lewis, who was the pitcher, is now the catcher. And that ball hit down the left field line, but going to be foul. It'll stay in play. So that'll be Seymour, S-E-Y-M. And then Lewis behind the plate. So it's Lewis and Lewis.
So
and Coach Peavy, what's he getting on to me about? No, I didn't say anything like that, Coach Peavy. And the 1-1 upstairs, 2-1. I, of course, wouldn't say anything like that. And my opinions are mine and not of WBF. Two balls and a strike. And there's a ball, and it's off the glove of the shortstop, Seymour. And Driscoll's going to go in, and E6, David?
I think it's, yeah, it's off her glove. She had to play it.
And I think, I think she should have made that.
But a two-base error that, you know, that's where speed gets you. She's hustling the entire way right off contact. And once it kicks out into short left field, Destiny's standing up easily.
That's the first error by Lake Gibson, and now Mackenzie Gibson steps in with a runner at second. And she's going to hit a little liner down the third baseline. It's going to be a base hit. Driscoll will score easy, and here comes Gibson into second. Ball gets past her, and now she's coming to third, and she will show that speed and be in.
I tell you what.
So it's a double for Mackenzie Gibson, and then the throw is a E7. And Gibson goes to third, and now Hafer will come in to run for her.
Hafer, now batting number one.
And it is now an 8-0 game.
And Cornelius with a chance to add to it now.
Slide in safe. Might as well come on because nobody's going to be there, and she will slide in safe. Might as well come on. Because nobody's going to be there, and she will slide in safe.
Underneath.
She went to throw the ball, David, and it slipped out of her hand.
Well, I don't know if she, when she turned, if she thought she thought the runner was coming, and as she went to throw it to the pitcher at the plate, she realized there was no play and could not hold it, and the ball kind of rolled out to third base, and like you said, nobody covered the plate.
Yeah, and now after no errors in the first two innings, they've created three errors with two batters.
Yes.
And now a 2-0 count to Cornelius, who tripled her last time up. She's got three RBIs on the night and takes strike one, so it's 2-1 count.
And now we have hit the ball and have been dominant at the plate tonight, but it's something about getting beat. There's a difference between getting beat by somebody that's hitting the ball and if you're making errors, you know, throwing errors and everything that are contributing to that loss, and that's when it gets to be a little tough.
Yeah. So it's a 9-0 game now?
9-0 game.
There's and that ball's going to be hit past the first baseman, so another base hit for Cornelius.
Wow.
She just smoked that ball to the right side of the first baseman.
And she had no chance to get down and get it. It was past her before she even realized it.
So now Cornelius is at first. And Brooklyn Tyson will step in to bat for herself, and she can hit. And there's a strike. We'll see what Rutenbar does here. It's a 9-0 game. We're in the bottom of the third. And the pitch upstairs, 1-1. And that's just unnecessary.
Yeah.
I mean, Cornelius was 3 feet off the bag, and she throws it down and almost got away from the first baseman.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to sail that out into right field. She'll end up on third.
And that ball fouled out of play, so it's one ball, two strikes now to
great cut by Brooklyn
Tyson.
There.
Two run out in the pasture.
Hit a cow.
One ball, two strikes, nobody out. And ball two upstairs.
Good eye.
And she throws it down to first again. I mean, that's like Little League.
Yeah.
Cornelius is one step off the bag, and she's standing there, so she throws it down. So it's two balls, two strikes. That ball hit to the third baseman hard. Her only play is going to be at first. Boy, she came off that bag.
Yeah.
But they're going to call her out. So it goes 5-3 on the fielder's choice. And Cornelius goes down to second. Belen Gomez will come in now, as Rutenbar will allow these girls to get some playing time, and Gomez can hit. And she fouls that one off down the right side.
Yes, she can, just off the top of the jacket dugout.
Lake Region leading McKill at the end of three in baseball. 2-1.
And 3-2.
That ball hit off her fist and going to be caught by the first baseman, Ramos.
In the bottom of the fifth inning, Plant City is leading the George Jenkins Eagles 3-2. And now Jenkins just tied it up. 3-3.
Oh, man. So Cornelia stays at second, and the batter will be who is this?
Alyssa Hillman.
What is that?
That's an illegal pitch.
That's got to be an illegal pitch.
So the runner should get. Does the runner get to advance? Okay, so Alyssa.
Okay, but it's a ball.
Hillman.
Okay. Yeah. That's got to be ball two.
Ball two.
I mean, we got enough of them called on us the other night that was registered for a ball, so.
And runner at second. Two outs. There's a nice pitch. Two balls and a strike. This catcher is.
You can't come. You can't do that. You can't do that, man. That's wrong.
Now he's saying it is 1-1. Not get. I mean, how?
Oh, they didn't give her the.
Yeah.
No, you're wrong, bro.
Two balls and a strike now, according to the umpire.
Wow.
He caught
and now Rutenbar,
he's coming down. Oxley, he's got to. I mean, he called an illegal pitch.
Yeah, and it is a ball.
Well, didn't he stop her or raise his hands up?
I don't know what that was.
I'm talking about the base umpire.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, whatever. There's a strike.
Huh. Wow.
That's horrible, bud. That's horrible.
Yeah, I got to agree with him.
Lady softball. Coach Peavy. Oh, wait a minute. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three. That umpire is not happy with somebody in the stands.
No, he is not.
There was one run on two hits, three errors, and one left on. So after three innings, it's Bartow 9, Lake Gibson nothing. You're listening to the 2024 FHSAA District Semifinal here on WBF.
Brandon Wondrow of Kelly Buick GMC, and we're proud to make today's sports broadcast on WBF possible. Visit any of our five locations and see why we're Polk County's number one Buick GMC dealer. KellyBuickGMC.com.
Softball fans, the best games are yet to be played. Make plans to attend the 2024 Florida High School Softball State Championships. The intense action takes place May 20th through 25th at Legends Way Ball Fields in Clermont. Come out and watch state champions crowned in all seven classifications. For more information, visit FHSAA.com.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. I want to do a little promotion here. May the 24th at 7 p.m., they are going to dedicate the field house that Neil Duncan had built over here.
Mm-hmm.
Going to name it the Ken Riley.
Ah.
He spent his time, but still, great that he spent his life here. He came back to Bartow after his career with the Bengals, and first pitch is fouled out of play, or second pitch is fouled out of play, so it's 1-1.
That is awesome.
I think you may be close enough in age, but I got to see him play many, many times, and he was a great DB.
I did on TV. I got to see him play, when he was with the Bengals. Of course, I think at that point I may have still been a Lake Wales kid when he was in school.
Bring that head.
Polk County's Polk County. Oh, yeah. I've always been kind of that way. And swing and a miss as the batter. I need to get back to softball. But
well-deserving. Well-deserving for Ken Riley to have his name put on there. And
swing and a miss. Strike three. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that was Ramos. Sorry about that, guys. Kim Applewhite, she is coming to the plate. She is the right fielder. She popped out to the pitcher her first time up. And let me see if I did any of that wrong. Okay, nope. Got a thanks from. There's a 1-1 count now. Okay, Fort Meade Lake. There's a 1-1 count now. Okay, Fort Meade Lake. There's a 1-1 count now. Okay, Fort Meade ladies won tonight over Sefner Christian, 16-3. So okay. Fort Meade rocking the house.
All right.
1-1 count. Good pitch on the outside corner.
Wow. Don't know where that missed at.
Ball. That's the first time.
Yeah.
So it's two balls, one strike, one out. Jackets lead 9-0. Good curveball. Oh, wow. My goodness.
Yeah.
He's making the guy in the stands pay for this one.
Yes, he is.
He's like, I'll show you.
I'll show you, his boss.
Three balls, one strike. One out. Tyson on the rubber, and there's a beautiful pitch. 3-2.
Inning replay.
You know what?
Three balls, two strikes. Misses outside, ball four. So that's her third walk. And now Cedeno will come to the plate. Cedeno struck out looking her first time up, and she squares the bunt. Takes strike one, snap throw down to first, not in time. He called that a ball?
Yes.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, that was a good pitch. As Gomez is now at ball popped off and back off the Martha.
Martha involved in on that one. Yeah.
So it's a 1-1 count. Gomez, Baylen Gomez is down at first base now for the Jackets. And the pitch, she squares, pulls it back. That's a good pitch.
Wow, that's a good looking pitch.
Hey!
And these guys, yeah, they're
two balls. Oh, he's a tough guy now.
Yeah.
Two balls, one strike. One, that's one warning.
What
are they warning? So it's two balls, one strike. What are they going to do? Give them a strike?
Yeah.
Two balls, one strike, one out. One on, 9-0 game, Jackets lead.
We got a warning.
Oh, that one went over.
He's offering.
Gibson's.
Yeah.
They did make the call, but the runner goes to second on the wild pitch.
He is all, but he wants to be in the game so bad.
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Misses outside. Three balls and two strikes. Yeah, these cats, I mean, he's been doing this long enough. You got thick skin when you're going to do that. You get paid to be back there.
Yeah.
You're going to have to take the heat. Three balls, two strikes, and the ball fouled up, and it's going to be caught by Gibson. Nice play again by Mackenzie Gibson.
No play at the runner at second. She didn't get off very far, and besides with first and third crashing in on the bunt, second and short, of course, were going to the respective bags they needed to be at.
Taylor Raines will come up to the plate. She walked and was stranded at third her first time up, and strike one on the outside corner, 0-1. Runner at second, two outs. 9-0 game, Jackets lead, and the pitch outside, 1-1. Hello. 1 ball, one strike, two outs, one on. And the pitch. Fouled off over into the stands.
That one, everybody's okay.
And, yep, everybody got out of the way.
Yeah, that one was a... Wasn't a hard shot, but it's coming right at you just that net.
If you're not paying attention, you can get whacked.
Yeah.
And the 1-2 on the way just misses outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
And the top of the six over there in Lakeland, and Jenkins is up 5-3 now.
Ugh.
But Plant City trying to score, it looks like.
Now the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. So Tyson walks one, strikes out two, leaves one on base. After 3.5 is Bartow 9, Lake Gibson nothing. You're listening to the 2024 district semifinal here on WBF.
35 amazing years. Hey, that's us here at Spath Jewelers. We offer services such as beautiful custom work that's sure to wow, repairs, complimentary cleaning, appraisals, watch repairs, financing. What more do you need? We're here Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 5.
Hi, it's Erin with Evolve Contracting. While there's no shortage of landscape and irrigation companies, you deserve the option that's the best fit for you. At Evolve, we offer 3D imaging and an irrigation program that saves you water, time, and money. Visit us at evolveyourlawn.com.
Pallet One of Bartow is looking for new career-minded employees. Pallet One offers competitive wages and benefits including health, dental, vision, paid vacation, and a matching 401k plan. Join the Pallet One team today. Pallet One is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. Andy chiming in, says we're doing a good job. We'll agree with Andy. And Red came out of the dugout and said one more time they go throw him out. I've never had an announcer thrown out of the game. That'd be pretty cool. But, you know, Lynn Horn is so famous for – he's a sideline reporter for football, and he gets thrown out of a game. So Oxley –
that's nice.
So Oxley could be number two. That would be right up there on, like, the all-time greats. Yeah. So getting back to softball.
Yeah.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It will be – Kendall Sowell will bat for herself. The Jackets lead 9-0. Red came out. She's like, shh. You know, she's telling her dad, shh, one more time when you're out of here. That's so cool. She's such a sweetheart. And the pitch. And that ball fouled off down the right side out of play.
Off of the Fitzgerald clubhouse. Coach Fitzgerald. What a legend. You talk about legends. That's
legends all over the place here. Then the 0-1, down low, one ball, one strike. Jackson's lead 9-0. Trying to get one and then come back and close this thing out. And that ball hit into right field, and it's hit deep. And she's going to have at least a double.
She's
rounding second. On her way to third, she'll have a stand-up triple for Kendall Sowell.
I tell you, these girls are really hitting the ball well tonight, Bruce. Another one down the right field line, going with a pitch, driving it deep, and plenty of room for a stand-up triple.
Now, batter number four, Lexi Hafer.
Lexi Hafer will bat for Mackenzie Gibson. With one on and nobody out, Sal with the leadoff triple, and there's a ball down low. Hayford, she has scored twice tonight. And
great base runner on her part.
Actually, she scored three times tonight. That's a pretty good stat.
Yeah.
No at-bats, and you've scored three runs, now your first at-bat, you got a 2-0 count.
Kenzie had a good night at the plate tonight.
Oh, great job. Two for two with a walk.
Yeah.
And the 2-0 pitch, there's a strike. Two balls and a strike.
Looked like Lexi was taking that all the way. Now she's ready.
And the 2-1 pitch, and that ball is going to be a slow roller right by the second baseman. And what do we got there?
That's got to be an E because it was right to her. She didn't even have to move, and she just did not get the glove down.
Yep.
You got to get down in front of that, keep it in front of you. If she does, it's an out and potentially keeps that run at third base. But
Sal scores on the play. It's an E4. And wait a minute, where am I at? That was Hayford.
Yeah, Hayford for Gibson. This is going to be number 9.
And Hayford gets back in time. And the batter
This is Mia Gomez.
Mia Gomez. And Mia hits the ball foul down the right side, almost into the dugout, so quickly 0-2.
Good cut by Mia.
They listen to the game?
Oh,
you guys have my permission.
Turn it up loud.
To turn it up. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean,
do we have any bass?
Who wouldn't want to listen to this voice? The 0-2 and that ball outside. And now she takes off. Great job by Hayford.
Well, again, that's that.
And she might be hurt.
A little bit of a head first dive, but
the thing is this catcher, you're 2 feet off the bag and she wants to snap throw to first. So Hafer said, "You throw it, I'm gone." And now fouled back as Gomez hangs in there.
Yeah, you can't throw behind a speedy runner like that.
No.
And knowing that you've already done it several times and she's waiting on it.
A stolen base for Gomez or for Hayford. She's had several tonight.
Yeah.
And Gomez takes ball two upstairs.
So that's another thing that does. It gets your pitcher out of a rhythm. Now she was ahead 0-2, and now quickly even at 2-2.
Runner at second. It's a 10-0 game now. That ball inside. Count goes full. Oh, Mia works the count all the way back full after being 0-2 for, what, two or three pitches?
Yeah.
And the 3-2, and fouled off again. Good job.
Right off her hands. He fought that one on. Live to see another pitch.
As we have a
nobody
another
out.
Pinch hitter on deck.
That is number
10.
I'll get that for you.
And the 3-2 pitch, fouled off again. Good job by Gomez. She's wearing this young lady out.
That is Kylie Arnold in the on-deck circle.
Kylie Arnold.
Yep.
Three-two pitch on the way. And fouled out of play again. Right, we'll do it all over again.
What an at-bat. Great at-bat by Mia Gomez here, just fighting it off. This is one where either she can't keep throwing it right down the middle or she finally times it up and drives one.
And the 3-2, and that hit off the fist, and it's going to be off the first base, and she misses everybody. So an infield hit for Mia Gomez.
Yeah, great hustle. That is unbelievable as it hits the ground, and the first baseman goes to make the play. She just can't do it. Gives Mia plenty of time to get down the line.
Yeah, and
around the tag.
And she actually made the first baseman actually makes a good play, but and tries to tag Gomez on the way by, but she was by her.
Yep.
And now Arnold, Kylie Arnold will come in. She bats from the left side with jackets at the corners. It's a 10-0 game. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the pitch. There's a strike.
And
0-1.
Looks like 15 or looks like number 15 in the on deck circle now. And that's going to be Bailey Horsley on deck.
And there's foul back. So Horsley's on deck.
Yep.
For Gibson. And
upstairs. I guess that one was upstairs.
That was a pretty good pitch.
I thought it was a pretty good pitch, too. But
I'm thinking Roland has done his job for the night.
Roland has rattled his cage badly.
One ball, two strikes, no outs in the pitch, and that ball hits slowly to short. Seymour comes up over to first, and just in time.
Great hustle down the line. Did score the run.
Gets an RBI on the play. It's 11 to nothing now. Runner moves up to Gomez, moves up to second. Bailey Horsley will now, she's batting for Gibson.
And then Haley Reddick is going to be on deck.
And there's a pitch strike. Haley Reddick.
Yeah, she'll be.
Man, my book. You think you can't read it before. It's 11-0. The Jackets lead. And that ball hit in the left center field. It is deep. And it's going to be caught on the run by the left fielder. She hits the cutoff instead of going back to second. She had some speed, David.
Yeah, she did. Able to get under that one. Hung up there a little bit. But, man, what a ride by Bailey.
Really was.
Just shy of the fence.
14, Haley Reddick.
So now Haley Reddick will step in for Cornelius, who missed by a hair of hit the home run. There's a strike to Horsley, or to Reddick, excuse me. And two for two on the night officially for Cornelius with three RBIs. Oh, my goodness. That gets over the catcher's head and easily into third is Gomez. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike
cut.
Two.
That was a good cut. She just pulled her head just a hair.
Gomez down at third. Two runs in for the Jackets. 11-0 ball game. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three.
Not a good cut.
So the Jackets get two runs on two hits. There was one error and one left on. After four innings, it's Bartow 11, Lake Gibson nothing. You're listening to the 2024 FHSAA District Semifinal here on WBF.
Don't let the complexities of the law overwhelm you. Call Rhino Lawyers today at 844-RHINO-77 and schedule your free consultation. Your road to justice starts with Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
Hello, Bartow. This is Joe DeCessari with Citrus Air Conditioners, your hometown air conditioning company. If you're looking to replace your old unit, Citrus Air has many units in stock and offers financing. Call us at 534-1171 or look us up online at citrusairinc.com.
The Ewing Blackwelder and Deuce Insurance Agency has been serving Central Florida since 1984. They all work and live in your neighborhood and take pride in our history. Offices in Bartow, there when you need them, representing only the most reliable companies in the industry.
Bailey. Will, Bailey.
Bailey's catching.
Bailey.
We're trying to.
Bailey who?
Bailey Horse is catching.
Oh, Horton.
We're jackets with some new fielders.
Yeah.
Knowlton is going to be the Riley Norton pitcher, and Bailey Horsley, the new catcher.
Horsley?
Yeah, Horsley.
Man.
Belen Gomez at first.
Pretty Belen Gomez.
Belen comes in at first.
Yeah. Lexi Hayford is second.
Lexi Hayford is at second.
Hey, darling, how are you?
Oh, my gosh.
Donna Byers.
Oh, my goodness. Look at here. Look at here.
Donna Byers.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, hon, how are you doing?
Came up to say hello. How are you doing? We are so excited to see you.
I'm excited to see y'all. Are you? I just looked at our picture the other day.
Oh, isn't that great?
Oh, and that's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Well, I've still got the little trophy you gave to us. That was so kind of you.
A one count is Bruce and Donna.
Yeah, we're trying to. And the so are you?
Here, go, Donna.
You still over it?
No, I'm out.
Here, come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Yes, have a seat. It's a 1-1 count, and we have Donna Byers on with us, and it was 2016.
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't know I'd been away for 8 years before coming back this year.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
It flies by, too.
And there's a strikeout as the batter was Wagner. And David left. And when David left, I just wasn't having a lot of fun.
No, it's no fun without your partner.
And so we come in, and I started doing football with Jeff and all the guys and really loved doing football, and then Rick Sow and Kenzie Green and all them, they ganged up on me, and I felt bad, so I came back towards the end of the year, and it really exciting to be back to see one of the best pitchers in the state.
Oh, my goodness. She's amazing.
And this ball team won the state last year, and looks like they're going to make a pretty good run at it this year as well.
Did you watch the game last year?
No, I didn't.
That was a good one. The last two games were really good.
There's a 1-1 count, and it's fouled off as the batter is Lewis. It's the top of the order. One out. If the Jackets get through this inning, that's the ball game. But you were with us for just a couple of years.
Three.
And, you know, we went to the state final, lost, and then we come back the next year, and just a wonderful job of coaching. We had so many great kids, and you put the pitching together in that last ball game, and it was one for the ages.
Oh, I can't take credit for that. That's Little John right there.
Well, yeah, but you had to make the calls. You had to bring him in at the right time, and then Kenzie Green comes through
right in
one of the most exciting games. Well, it was the most exciting game we ever did. She hits a home run. And now she's back at Bartow.
Yes, it's great.
It's just really cool.
It is really cool.
And that was a walk to Lewis. And now Harwell will be the pitcher. And I'm sorry I'm not doing the game. It's 11-0 game. The Jackets are leading. But we have Donna Byers with us and just trying to catch up with her a little bit. How have you been?
I've been good. Life's good. Can't complain.
That's so great.
Yep. Well, I'm retired from softball, but so just watch as much
so
as
you
I
get
can.
So you come and watch some games and stuff. That's great. And, you know, you retired. You did whatever you felt like doing, which is wonderful.
Yep.
And but we were when we lost Rubenbar, you know, it's like, what are we going to do? And you stepped right into and were wonderful, and we were so lucky to have had you. And then you got the great opportunity to move on, and then he comes back.
Yes.
And now here we all are all over again.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think it gets much better, so, yeah.
So it's an 0-2 count now to Harwell, with one out, one on. And we better get these three outs because I don't want to go to a sixth inning.
No reason to. No. Well, it was good seeing you.
Still have your Jeep?
I do still have my Jeep.
I love that Jeep. Do. Well, that's one way I recognize you and I see you and I know you. And it's so good to talk to you.
It's very good to talk
to you. And thank you so much for coming up.
Oh, for sure.
Donna Byers, ladies and gentlemen. And now there's two outs in the inning. Yeah.
That was fun to watch. I still put money on it. Root Bar doesn't get thrown out, they don't win.
So it's a 0-1 count now to Lewis. Two outs in the inning, foul back. Yeah, boy, that was a lot of fun, David. I really appreciate that. You know, we fell in love with her immediately. She steps into a no-win situation, and she ends up winning.
Yeah.
And that was so great. And there's a beautiful curveball just misses outside.
It's not like she was an outsider and came in. She grew up in this program.
Yeah. And she was a superstar.
And knew what to expect, and she just continued that tradition.
Yeah, and she came in and she didn't let up one bit.
No.
And there's a swing and a miss and a strike three, and the Jackets are going to win the game 11-0. We will. And that guy looked back at you, Roland. He gave you one warning, man. That was so. The umpire gave him a look. But he's like, I got you. So the Jackets win at 11-0. You're listening to the 2024 district semifinal on WBF.
Well, hi, it's Erin with Evolve Contracting. While there's no shortage of landscape and irrigation companies, you deserve the option that's the best fit for you. At Evolve, we offer 3D imaging and an irrigation program that saves you water, time, and money. Call us at 863-537-7537. For the latest official news about Florida high school sports, including results of all tournaments in the FHSAA championships, visit FHSAA.com, the official website of the Florida High School Athletic Association. That's FHSAA.com. Catch live and on-demand post-season coverage of Florida high school sports at NFHSNetwork.com, the official online partner of the FHSAA.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. The Lady Jackets have just defeated the Lake Gibson Braves 11-0. The line score, no runs, two hits, no errors, five Braves left on base. For the Jackets, 11 runs, 11 hits, four errors, and eight Jackets left on base. Oxley gets a win. Horton comes in. We'll give her the save because we can do that.
Yeah.
and the Jackets... Lake Gibson, as y'all were talking between innings, David, Lake Gibson and Plant City is pretty tight.
Or George Jenkins and Plant City, 5-4. They're in the top of the seventh. Plant City is at bat, and they've got a runner on with one out. So that game still not determined yet. Plant City giving Jenkins a run for their money. We know who we want on the top end of that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Poetic justice is just what I like to refer to it as.
Yeah.
That cat's gone.
Yeah.
You know, the cat that harassed us so bad. And believe me, it's not that we have anything against the girls or any of the kids that play.
School,
it was just that coach and that school. I despise them.
Yeah.
And I want Roland to be on all eight cylinders on Thursday night. I mean, I'll pay his gas money if he gets thrown out of the game, but it'll be pretty cool, and just a great job by Oxley once again, all the pitchers they get the shutout tonight, which is very very big.
What was the Tyson. Total? What was the total on hits? How many hits did we have tonight?
11.
11 hits. I mean, of course, Cornelius picking up a lot, you know, multiple hits. Mackenzie Gibson with a multiple hit tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Cornelius again.
Julia Heater hitting the one off the top of the fence.
Yeah.
Swinging the bat well tonight against, you know, it's an inexperienced Lake Gibson team. They're not a bad team. Yes, we run ruled them, but I don't think that was an 11-loss team. If they make some better plays, a couple of errors in there. And that's the teams we need to face as we head towards, trying to get to state. We need to play some quality teams so that when we get to Melbourne, we're not expecting a cakewalk going
right
through. We want to be ready.
Right. And people call me soft since I've had grandchildren. Did you see Rubenbaugh walking with his grandchild?
I did. Okay. It happens. It happens to everybody.
I know it. I want to say special thanks to Donna Byers for coming up.
Yes.
Really appreciated that. Appreciate you allowing me a little time with her. So for Jeff Thornburg back at the station, our ace producer, Roland Oxley, and Rick Salm, my partner David Thornburg, I'm Bruce Edmond. We'll see you Thursday night, folks, for the district final here on WBF. Good night, everybody.
Bartow Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF was brought to you by Kelly Buick, GMC of Bartow, doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Spaff Jewelers of Bartow and Varicose, Evolve Professional Landscape Management, by Rhino Lawyers of Tampa and Lakeland, Citrus Air Conditioners of Bartow, by Ewing Blackwelder and Deuce Insurance, Pallet One of Bartow, Keith's Spray Service of Bartow, taking care of your lawn and garden for over 50 years, Budget You Pull It, the parts you need when you need them, S.R. Wright and Company, by Wyndham McLean Funeral Home, Beef O'Brady's Sports Pub in the Bartow Center South, and by Bartow Ford. We're different, and we prove it. Bartow Yellow Jacket Softball is special presentation.